USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Protests were held Sunday at a number of state capitals across the country, as many still question the results of the presidential election. The protests were peaceful with no reports of violence, and most were conducted under the watch of a heavy law enforcement presence. Governors across the country have stepped up security measures around their Capitol complexes after the FBI warned of possible violence ahead of this week's inauguration. The CDC says that the highly transmissible variant of the coronavirus first identified in the UK could become the dominant strain of the virus in the US by March. The strain, known as B.1.1.7, has been identified in cases in 10 states so far, with more expected soon. The changes in the virus haven't been shown thus far to lead to more severe cases of COVID, but more cases and deaths are expected, with the UK strain being more easily spread. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Thousands of Honduran migrants on their way to the United States were stopped Sunday by Guatemalan security forces. At least 7,000 people have entered Guatemala in the last few days on their way to the U.S. southern border. Even as President-elect Joe Biden has said he will reverse the stricter immigration policies of President Trump, his administration is telling migrants not to make the trip now. Congressman Tony Gonzalez says he hopes to be able to work with the Biden administration on legal immigration reform. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that's needed to protect our borders and dissuade future groups from massing at the southern border.
I absolutely look forward to working with the Biden administration, but I want to be clear, open borders is completely off the table. You know, we have to have a strategy that has secure borders and absolutely focuses on legal immigration. You can have both, right? It can't be open borders or closed borders. You can have both. Border protection as well as legal immigration reform.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
As President Trump enters his final days in office, Senator Lindsey Graham summed up what the Trump presidency has meant for the Republican Party. On Fox News, he delivered this message to the president.
Your policies will stand the test of time. You're the most important figure in the Republican Party. You can shape the direction of the party. Keep your movement alive. We need to understand that these are difficult times. I appreciate what you did Thursday. There are a lot of people urging the president to pardon folks who participated in defiling the Capitol, the rioters. I don't care if you went there and spread flowers on the floor. You breached the security of the Capitol. You interrupted a joint session of Congress. You tried to intimidate us all. You should be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. And to seek a pardon of these people would be wrong. I think it would destroy President Trump. And I hope we don't go down that road.
And the reigning Super Bowl champs have advanced to the AFC Championship game, but it may have cost them their star quarterback. The Kansas City Chiefs held off the Cleveland Browns 22-17 Sunday and will host next week's conference title game against the Buffalo Bills. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes left Sunday's game in the third quarter after a hard hit. He was later diagnosed with a concussion, leaving his status for next weekend in question. And the NFC Championship game is set as Tampa Bay will head to top-seeded Green Bay next week after beating New Orleans Sunday 30-20. It's the 13th conference championship game for Bucks quarterback Tom Brady. He's 9-4 in conference title games, but an even 3-3 on the road. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.